Husky, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On Free FM.
The FM talk station live from Los Angeles. The entire planet can listen online at 971freefm.com. While you're wasting time online, check out our website. There's a huge waste of waste some more time with us at frostyheidiandfrank.com.
I didn't make up that toilet seat that goes on your bumper of your car because I knew it. I've seen it somewhere. And there's a website, bumperdumper.com.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Booger's Bumper Dumper.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know how much is that? You can order them now. I mean, he has them. He hooks right onto your bumper.
On any bumper? You don't have to have a special, like a Jeep or something? Or
$59.95.
Wow.
What's underneath it? Does it just fall down the earth?
Like one of your, like a plastic kitchen sack.
Oh, okay. So, like, okay.
And you just go right into that and twist.
Like a dog poop bag.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you're camping or something.
That's brilliant.
Beats digging a hole and finding sticks to sit upon.
It's a little expensive. You'd think they could.
You can use a bag or a bucket.
Go halves with you, Heidi.
All right.
What do you think? $30 a piece?
It's like a bumper dumper timeshare. How are we going to do that? Well, I need it this weekend.
Just don't forget to take it off when you drive home from the campground.
Kind of embarrassing.
Might ruin your image.
Just your crap bag flapping in the wind.
The guy with them testicles hanging's got nothing on me.
Yeah, I might ruin your image. I am very, very conscious of my...
Like your surprise is Christmas, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Great.
Yay.
Do they make it in my size?
What do you mean your size?
I need an extra large
bumper dumper.
I do. You know, if you ever replaced your toilet seat, if you ever gone to Lowe's, Home Depot, and you have to go toilet seat shopping...
Do they really have bigger ones?
They do. Well, they make the smaller ones that are round. I hate those.
Those are potty chairs.
No. They actually
training potty.
Yes, I know what you mean. But they actually make some toilets where the actual bowl is a smaller. It's round and small. It's not long and oval.
Oh yeah.
And I hate the round small ones. People of my size have problems using those. Anyway, I'm image conscious. I mean, look at me. Can't you tell? I'm so concerned of my image.
The only thing good about the small toilet seats is the smell, right?
Oh my God.
What did you?
For tiny little bottoms.
Wow.
I'm going to respond to that.
I think I'm going to go back and sit in traffic.
Actually, I think you need a trailer hitch. You need like that hitch.
Oh, I have one.
The ball thing.
Yeah.
Where you take the ball out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
so you can stick in your bumper dumper. It doesn't hook on the bumper.
And put it on your cotter pin.
Look at you.
So, I think you have one on your Jeep. So,
of course
I'll get you
do.
One.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Do they come in different colors? Fuqua, perhaps?
What color do you want? Brown?
Any color you want, as long as it's black. So my image, yes, my image. I'm very conscious of my image. You can tell. You see how image conscious I am as I sit here thinking of my image.
What would you look like if you didn't give a damn?
I know. I don't really care what I look like. That's not what I mean.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't. What? Look at me. Look at me. I'm in an old, crappy, faded green T-shirt from Target.
Then why do I?
We just discussed, but Heidi wasn't here, about you going back to your reunion and losing weight because you care what you look like.
That's a specific, isolated incident.
Then you care.
Then I won't wear this old, crappy T-shirt. I guarantee I'll wear my good T-shirt and my good jeans.
Because you're lying to them.
Yeah, good thing we get the honesty.
I know. But when you go to reunions or family gatherings or see old friends you haven't seen for 5 years, don't you put on your better pair of clothes, your nicer jeans,
yeah,
your nicer
shirt?
Yeah, but I
admit I care what I look like. I do care.
I know you do. On a daily basis, you look fine. Frank doesn't. He actually washed his hair, though, by the way, for those wondering. He did. He washed his hair.
I like it.
Usually, though, Frank's in a typical, like today, T-shirt. Usually there's a ball cap.
Mm-hmm.
I think Frank and I are from the same sort of... We're peas from the same pod in that we're both very comfortable, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, but we're both very comfortable in jeans and a T-shirt and just comfortable shoes. You won't see us walking down the hall in a tie and a nice iron crisp shirt, though we could. There's no reason to. It is radio. No one's going
to
see us.
I'm more likely to be the one on the show to wear a tie to work.
And a shoulder jacket. Pads,
yes. Don't you agree with that?
You are.
And nice shoes.
You are.
And that's a bolo tie.
Hey, I'm a country girl. Leave me alone.
I see you more as a Paula Poundstone.
Shoulder pads and a bolo tie. What a hottie.
The only difference he has is the tie.
But, you know, I'm worried about what people are going to say about me when I'm gone. My reputation. I don't know why I'm I'm sort of hung up on this now, but maybe if, when Heidi was sitting in traffic enjoying the show through these the speakers instead of here, mm-hmm. did you hear what Frank mentioned about when you're happy and sad, and there's a period of your life, what, late 30s to early 40s, where you're usually the most unhappy.
Most miserable.
Yeah, you guys talked about you're sad because you're halfway dead, and you're even more dead than on the road to dead than he is.
But then if you advance past that a little bit, you get to a point, I think, where you start worrying about your legacy, what people remember about you when you're gone, in the way that I think our amazing president, George Bush, is concerned about his legacy. Mm-hmm. Every president starts to get concerned about their legacy about a year and a half before they leave office.
But don't you think, though, as long as you have children, that is your legacy?
Yes, and that's what I don't have.
Yeah.
Very good point.
If you've raised good children, no matter what you did in your career, it's like, well, but look at that son of his. Wow, that's Frosty Stillwell's son. He's a good kid. That's your legacy. So you were successful.
Does it really, really bother people who are now middle-aged, retirement, and they look back and they see their kids turned out bad, and people are going to think of them, the parents, as being bad for raising bad kids, when in fact you did the best you could. They just went bad on you. They got spiled.
Well, that's why I think it's like your dad named your brother Donnie after him. So when he gets in trouble, your dad's name's in the paper for something bad. That's a bad legacy.
My dad advised me once. He says, if you ever have kids, never name them after you. Never. Because they turn bad, people think it's you in the newspaper. Anyway, someone who has just died at the ripe old age of 87 is stuck with a bad reputation she can never fix now because she's dead and gone. You'll always remember her as the Queen of Mean. Leona Helmsley.
Oh, yeah.
Dead. Mm. Her heart gave out. Some said she didn't have a heart.
Right.
Her empty hole in her chest gave out.
Hopefully you remember her. If you don't, do a quick internet search. Leona Helmsley. She had money when she married one of the richest guys on the earth.
Sherman, right?
Sherman, I think. Was his name Sherman?
Was that Helmsley?
Harry Helmsley. Anyway, she married into a $2.5 billion fortune. She already had a little money herself, but she became one of the wealthiest people on the earth thanks to marriage. And apparently she treated people underneath her like little minions. She was a horrible, horrible person at the top of the chain. If you worked for her, she fired a lot of people.
You kind of look like her.
Leona Helmsley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think when you're older, you're going to look like Leona.
I don't have a photo. You know, she had some work done recently. She didn't look too bad there towards the end. They pulled her face all tight and stuff. You wouldn't know she was 87. But she'll always be known as the Queen of Mean. One of the things she said was attributed to her by a former bookkeeper who testified during the Helmsley's tax evasion charges. And she had to go to prison, by the way. She went, I think, 22 months. They gave her 4 years. She did 22 months for tax evasion. But during that trial, one of the former housekeepers testified under oath that she heard Leona Helmsley say these words: "We don't pay taxes. Only the little people pay taxes." That, coupled with the fact of how they would treat other people who worked for them, just like horrible, horrible treatment. That portrays her till the end of time now as the Queen of Mean.
Now, do you think she knew that, Frosty? When you have a horrible nickname or moniker put on you, don't you think you hear it too? I mean, if it's out there in the public.
She loved it.
You hear it, right?
Well, she read the press at all. Of course you didn't. Had to bother. How you can't fight that, though? When you're gone, anyway, you can't fight it. I read this story when she died, and I thought, gosh, people are going to attribute things I've said to me, and they're going to think someday when I'm dead and gone that I really. Because, for example, I'm always talking about the houses below me in the valley. I'm fortunate to live
the
in
the minions, I believe you call them, lot like Leona.
Actually, peons.
Oh, peons.
Peons, yes, it was. Peons.
I always say how my house looks down on the poor peons below me in the valley.
Mm.
I've said that many times, kind of in jest. But see, that will stick like Queen of Mean. Minions is the way I refer to people around here who help our show.
Right.
You know, these incompetent minions or whatever, overpaid, whatever, minions. But that will stick with me like Leona Helmsley's Queen of Mean when, in fact, maybe she was joking when she said it. There's a lot to be said about inflection. It's a ridiculous thing.
You're joking when you say it?
There's a twinkle in my eye. Do you really think I think the people that I look down on are peons?
Yes.
Okay, maybe they are.
Wait, so you're saying, Frosty, that since you're still alive, you would like the opportunity. There are things that you think people might think of you or say about you that you wish you could clear up while you're alive.
Yes, well stated, because I'm kind of concerned about my legacy in the way that I don't want to go out like Leona Helmsley, people talking bad about her, and you're not there to rebut. Well, I'm here to rebut.
Of course you are.
I'm here to to face the charges and tell you what I really think. So if anyone thinks that I've said or done anything that's horribly wrong, I'm sure it's been misinterpreted and misconstrued. It's like a game of telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to set the record straight. I'm not a mean person. I don't think the people who help this show are minions. I don't think the people below me are peons.
But I am a liar.
I have a great respect for the inferior people below me, the lower classes.
You're not helping your situation.
You got to be concerned about your legacy, and I kind of am about
mine. So this woke you up to what people might be thinking about you.
Yeah, it's, you know, maybe I should be nicer and say nicer things, you know?
I don't think your biggest worry should be people think I'm mean.
What?
No.
What? What? What should I worry about?
I mean, if you die tomorrow, no one's going to say, he was really mean.
No.
That's not the first thing going to pop out of their mouth.
Maybe the racism, the pedophilia, the bestiality. Yeah.
That's the first thing to pop out of their mouth?
Yeah, you'll be known for your sick, weird likes.
Those are your top three. That's your trifecta. The racism, pedophilia, and bestiality.
Are those combined, racism and pedophilia? Like he wouldn't have a thing to do with a little black child? It makes me double bad.
Right.
So if I can cross the racism out of that, does it make me better?
No, I think...
He turned over a new leaf. Children of any color were fine.
I would rather be known as a racist than a pedophile or a bestiality lover.
If we hired Chris Hansen to do your eulogy...
Oh, God.
Everyone would think it was appropriate.
Why do you... Okay, fine, that's funny. Why do you think... See, that's... You're joking about it now, but I wonder why you brought that up. Unsolicited, you brought up pedophilia. Why in the hell would someone like me, who can't even stand children... I mean, I leave parties
if
there's
children. We don't like them when they talk.
After I've sold the booze and the Polaroids.
Why would anyone say?
That might be your number one worry.
Yeah.
Might want to...
That?
Yeah, take that out of people's minds. When they think of you. The first thing they think about is probably that, pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
What have I done to deserve that?
I don't know.
What have I? What have I done to deserve this?
What have I?
That really bothers me.
Uh-huh.
I could be wrong.
888-520-9710 if he's wrong. I thought it would be what, because Frank, you've said this many times in the past, which has always annoyed me when you say it, but you said it, that here at work, people always say I'm aloof and standoffish and I'm not friendly in the hallways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When in fact, I've responded to that saying, well, if you talk to me anytime during the time we're on the air, my brain, my thinking, my thoughts are in the show. I can be in the hallway going to get a soda. But I may pass 20 people not even see you. I'm thinking about the last segment and how horrible it was because Frank didn't laugh at my funny lines. Heidi's timing was off. What are we going to do when we come back? I'm thinking those thoughts. Right. I'm not going to stand out there and gab and have friendly chit-chat.
And that sounds like you're just blowing somebody off because you couldn't possibly be thinking about the show.
But I am.
I know.
Because if they listen to the show.
It doesn't act like, I mean, Yeah, they wouldn't assume that at all. They're like, he's lying. He doesn't like me. He's not thinking about the show.
But no, I do get asked that every once in a while. They'll say, does Frosty not like me? And I'll say, I don't.
Because I just walk by without going, hi, how you doing? Hey, let's waste 5 minutes of small talk. I hate small talk. I can't do it during the middle of a show, by the way.
I know.
I can.
I mean, I'll smile and say, hi, how are you?
What's the point of that?
Well, I mean, if I'm passing, I can't just stare at my shoes or stare at the
rubs.
Wall.
I see people in the hall. I'm like, come on, rub it out. Yeah.
Now, what if I did that? They'd sue me.
Rub it out as you're walking
later.
Down the hallway.
Have a good day. That's me, man.
You can do that and get away with it. Fight it, there'd be lawsuits filed. The sweaty fat man keeps rubbing me.
May I tell the story that I've told times on the air and it never gets old because it so personifies Frosty. In the old building, I was walking out once and I ran into Frosty and he looked at me and says, I don't have to talk to you, do I? I said, no, that's okay. And we walked silently to the parking garage.
And I've told Steve.
And that's after the show and not small talk.
Completely over.
I've told Steve this many times, and I'll say it again. Steve misunderstood. I said, I don't have to talk to a Jew, do I?
Oh, well, that makes it better, of course.
I don't even remember that moment. I really don't.
No?
Steve, it happened. I was so un... Is un there a word? It's hyphenated.
Yeah,
I was so. You say, Frank, when you drive to work, you zone out and you don't even remember driving to work. You just put on autopilot and you end up at work. Heidi, you say the same thing.
It's freaky, yeah.
I'm that way when I'm walking to my car, when I'm walking down the hall to get a soda. I don't remember anything. I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of a segment on the show.
You don't even notice Steve walking next to you to the parking garage?
So, no, huh? I don't remember that at all.
Do you take the stairs instead of the elevator if someone's standing there that you might have to talk to?
I've done that,
yes. There you go. So you do, you avoid,
I'll avoid
human contact.
I'll avoid, yes, but...
Have you ever done this? This is awful, but I've done this too, so I think Frost and I are a lot alike. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking to anybody, and if I'm going for a walk in my neighborhood... Or sometimes even here at work, I'm like, oh, I just want to walk the dogs real fast. I don't want to stop and have a chat with somebody. So I'll take my cell phone with me. And in case I see somebody who's like, oh, there's Chatty Cathy, I'll just, mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Well, no, we need to call him back. Well, because he was supposed to be there at 6 o'clock. And if he's not,
so
no, I know.
Obviously, you're having an issue.
I have fake conversations so that I can just do a little quick wave.
That's good.
And then keep on walking. Otherwise, it's, how are you? How's things coming? What the hell?
We are similar, except I do that when I'm dining by myself and want to look popular. I have conversations on it. To a dial tone.
You look like a high roller.
To the salt shaker.
Right.
How you been? But you avoid talking to the pepper.
Hmm. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So telling.
Always all Mr. Salt all the time.
But I will talk to the virgin olive oil.
We have so much in common.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pop you in the eye in a minute. I have a neighbor I avoid, Gordon. He's like, every time I come home, and he has a job. But every time I come home, it could be noon or midnight, he's out there either washing his car or hosing off his driveway or watering the lawn. He's right there. And I have to go, and he sees me. My garage door opens, and I'm stuck, line of sight, him looking at me. And he's always like, hidely hodly, neighborly, hidely hodly, what do you think about movie? And then he talks about the most stupid, ridiculous stuff.
Like what?
Oh, he did. Hey, did you see the foreign film Life in a Phone Booth the other day? You ought to see it, Catherine Deneuve. And I'm like I care about any of this. And so now my line is when I come home is, I got to get the groceries in. My ice cream is melting.
Oh, it's believable. See, you picked something that's clearly believable for him.
That was your safe word from last week. My ice cream is melting.
And then we know that you want
I need to stop.
See, even Hidley Hodley Gordon, next door neighbor, will consider me aloof and mean and non-friendly when I'm gone. People in the hallway and Steve in there, everyone thinks I'm just not... cordial. But they don't know the nice person that I am. That's my legacy. Aloofness
and
pedophilia.
What is weird about you, though, Frosty, is you would think that you would want to, you'd be that guy who wants to talk to everybody because you don't have anybody to go home to. It's not, you know, you'd think about, hi, Gordon, how, hi, what do you think about that? Have you seen any new
you're
movies?
Desperate for contact.
That makes me even more ridiculous.
It really
then.
Does.
Thank God I'm not that guy.
Because you think
if I were.
You'd be craving attention.
So you feel bad for Leona Helmsley and she was just misunderstood?
Yes, possibly. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't know her. I'm sure she had a mean streak.
You feel bad for Michael Vick as well?
No, I have no sympathy for that son of a bitch. String him up.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's that. Dog lovers have reacted to this more than people react to, you know, dead children.
I kind of feel bad for the guy.
What?
Listen, in the fact that three of the guys who are also being convicted or tried for this particular dog ring are all teaming up together, plea bargaining, to bring Michael Vick down, working with the government or whatever, whoever's investigating this, to go after Michael Vick. So they made a deal with the three other douchebags who, I mean, have a history of, you know, criminal records.
It's because the criminals are bad people.
Now their word is golden, and Michael Vick was totally involved because they cut a deal with somebody. That's why I feel bad. If he did it, he did it. He's going to go to jail for it. But why are you cutting deals with these other guys who we did it. Cut us a deal so you can get him.
I'm with you on that. If you hang around with criminals, though, like Michael Vick, did he?
So maybe he's just a poor judge of character.
Well, then... this goes way beyond poor judge of character and choosing bad friends.
And he picks bad investments.
But that's why they do this all the time. These other guys
are in
trouble,
too. His legacy is going to be dog killer now,
not
great football player.
Absolutely, and it should be.
OJ. OJ was ruined.
Kramer, what's his name?
Michael Richards. Yeah.
What's his legacy? Right, that comedy club horror moment. What's Mel Gibson's legacy? Well, several things, but we won't forget what happened. Nolte's legacy?
I mean, what did he do? What did he do?
Well, drunk driving.
Down and out in Beverly Hills.
But I mean, there's just some little small, not small, but there's some things people seize on and never let go. And that wasn't misunderstanding. Mel Gibson and Kramer and Nick Nolte, they did what they did. But some of us don't really do what we're accused of.
But they do this all the time. I mean, with drug dealers, they do this with bad guys all the time because those three guys were being charged with it. They're saying, yeah, we did it. So we will take whatever punishment you give. But here's exactly what went on. Michael Vick would either...
They say he participated in the execution of about 8 dogs.
Yeah, yeah. hanging or drown puppies who didn't perform well. I was there. I saw it. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. What better guy to go to than the guys who were standing there with him? You know, saying, yeah, we did it too, so we're going to take our lashings. But he did it. I mean, he did it as well.
He did it.
He did. This is my horrible black accent.
Don't they always want to get to the top of the chain? Like, if you have the minions, the peons below, squeal on the top people so you can nail the ones at the top.
Get the big fish.
Well, if Vic owned the property, then maybe he is the top.
He's not a drug lord. He's a football player. I mean, you're not like bringing down this huge ring of dog fighting, and he's the godfather of dog fights.
They said some of the dogs came from other states. If maybe they'll get Vic to squeal on whoever he, you know, was under. They do want to bust the top to stop this whole ring.
He's ruined.
Yeah, it's his legacy. Absolutely. Our number, 888-520-9710. You can send us an email during the show, too. Here's that address.
Let's be Frank, 971 at MSN.com.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and you, 888-520-9710. Someday I want to be remembered as a man of peace and love, like Jesus. A man of wisdom, like Socrates. But now, all the abuse I've taken on this show, being accused of pedophilia, gluttony, and poor fashion, that's what I'll never live down.
That's all. That's how you've lived.
Yeah,
that's how. That's what we see.
That's
what
truth.
You put out.
You look selectively. Then, you single out one small little sliver of my overall amazing.
I will give
persona,
you that you are a man of peace. I give you that. I think you are a man of peace.
Peace
I
don't cake, think, peace I don't, pie, peace chicken.
Right. A couple others, but they're just mean.
24 piece family pack. That's how that is.
Hello, Ray, in Long Beach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine, what's up?
Hey, folks, I just wanted to say, first off, I think you're a really good sport about all the gay stuff and all the pedophilia and everything. But with that being said, I think the only thing that you like to rebut is your buddy from Jamba Juice.
Brad!
See?
Yeah.
See why I don't mention anyone I run into? I have just that one little mention about this guy named Brad who used to give me free Jamba Juice juices. Now everyone's linking us together as some sort of weird, strange, homosexual... juicy bed partners.
You're worried about it? Think of how he feels.
Have you got a cease and desist yet from Brad and Jamba Juice?
Because you know people have gone to the Burbank Jamba Juice going,
Brad?
It was such, such an innocent story, too. And now look at you all twisted it around, making what was beautiful all sick now.
It sounded very sexual.
There was no sexual what?
A guy, every time you go into the Jamba Juice, gives you free Jambas.
I'm not going to refight that battle. I lost the last time.
If I'm going to a place all the time and a guy is giving me free jump, like I say, how much? Don't worry about it. It's your citrus squeeze with energy boost is on me every time. He has a crush on me.
See, the thing is, when you tell us that story, you're coming in to say, "Look, I'm cool. I'm recognized at a place. Yeah. I got a Jamba Juice. He'll throw me a free protein boost."
That was the point of my story.
I know. You think you're putting out this image of I'm cool. I get free Jamba Juice when really. It's you are flirting with a guy, and the guy's flirting with you back, and you don't see that part of the story, but we do.
How can you throw that into a story that has nothing to do with that?
See, you have no idea.
He would offer the free banana.
When you tell the story, it reeks of what we think is going on, a homosexual love.
There's no...
If I told you that same story, and I said, yeah, I go to this Jamba Juice all the time, and this girl behind the counter, she always gives me free Jamba Juice. Like, I never have to pay for them there.
Well, Frosty doesn't see... flirtation and sexuality. A woman can flirt with him in the hallway. He's like, I'm thinking about the show. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Is that how I talk? Did you hear how he just
didn't... Stop it.
I'm
thinking about the show.
Pretty much dead on.
Anyway, see, the whole original point of me mentioning that has now been completely lost to the annals of time. My point was that I am recognized now and then, and some people do actually like the show. And when I'm out... if you're a manager of a thing, sometimes, hey, the drink's on me. That was the point of it.
Oh, he's a manager?
It was a manager. Oh. And anyway, so sometimes you give me a free kumquat smoothie with a free... No, what I'm saying is, that was my point. But you guys seize on something else. Oh, he must be queer. He must be flirting with you. No, no, and no. Now you're taking a beautiful story and made it all sick and wrong.
And then you got all jealous and pissed off when you found out he had a girlfriend.
There was your side of the story, and then there was our side of the story, and most people who listened to that show agreed with our side of the story.
Well, they always side with you because you're more popular. Who wants to side with the coin-collecting band geek?
It's a more believable story. And if you're a coin-collecting band geek, that's what people see you.
Just because it's more believable doesn't mean that's necessarily true. If I come in tomorrow and say I saw a flying saucer last night, it's not very believable, but by God, if I saw it, I saw it. You know what I'm saying? What was that?
I think she was actually laughing while stretching.
I was, which is
weird.
Mm-hmm. Multitasking.
See, this is like back to my legacy thing. This is what you guys have a hard time understanding. Back to the Brad Jamba Juice story. You can't accept the fact that some people actually think I'm an okay guy. That some people actually listen to the show, like me for who I am.
You're right.
They know that in real life, I'm polite to the minimum wage workers behind the counter. That I leave a tip.
Tough. I actually hurt myself.
You can be sore tomorrow. You watch.
Hello, Rin.
Frosty, I can tell you exactly why people think you're a pedophile.
How old are you?
Old.
Are you over 16?
Yes.
We can't put you on. Sorry. Kevin, hi. You're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi. Just wanted to say that, Heidi, the problem with that cell phone thing is if it rings while you're trying to fake talk on the phone.
No, but I don't think... Hold on. I just say, hang on. Can you hang on a second? I got another call coming.
Yeah. Oh, and then rings with another call?
Hello?
Damn thing's busted.
I'll cover it.
Phones usually don't ring out loud when you're already talking on it.
It's the tone in your ear.
Well, I've set mine up differently.
Do you have the technique which I've worked at for years and perfected where, you know, you can tell an amateur who's faking a conversation to no one the other because they talk too fast. Mm-hmm. They don't pause for the person to respond.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what do you want to do tonight? Hey, that's fine with me. You want to go there? Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, meet you there at 8. Goodbye. Well, see, there wouldn't have been time for the
Not
other
believable.
Person to respond.
Yeah.
So are you like me? You have, so what are you doing tonight? Pause. You make an eye expression. Eyes go up. Mmm. Yeah. You nod.
You overact everything, though. It's not believable.
You like,
look at that.
You're trying to get a word in. You're like, you're waving your hand.
No,
yeah. See, anyone looking at you would think you're really having a conversation. Why, of course, 8 o'clock is fine.
All of a sudden, he's a Shakespearean actor talking about his dinner at the Jamba Juice.
Tom, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, Frosty.
Why?
I got a question. Why are you looking down on the hill from your mountaintop, burning people that are down below? And you're like, yeah, I'm on the mountaintop.
See how misunderstood I am? It's a hill, not a mountain. You ignorant peon. Look, the higher up the hill in the Hollywood Hills you go, the nicer the houses. I'm only halfway up the hill. There's half the hill looks down on me and considers me a peon.
Right.
An economically speaking peon.
I think the whole point here and how this whole conversation began was you mentioning Leona Helmsley died, and she wasn't a very nice lady. And now that she's dead, everyone's like, thank God that bitch is dead.
Yeah, the queen of meanness.
Or no one's going to miss her. And you said, she can't defend herself, and I wonder if that's how she wants to be remembered. I think Leona Helmsley didn't give a S what people thought about her. I mean, she had worth $1 billion, just didn't give a damn.
Is that really possible?
I can be a huge ass, screw you, I'm Leona Helmsley.
See, that is the point. Mm. And I'm throwing the story away now.
That should be on her gravestone.
See, you assume that she didn't give a damn about what people thought. But amazingly, the handful of friends that she actually had have come to her defense now that she's dead and said, no. In real life, she was hilarious, she was funny, sense of humor, charming, would pull the chair out for you, please, thank you, what can I do to help? That handful of inner circle confidants said, no, she
kinda
wasn't like the queen
around Michael Jackson.
Right.
Oh, he's really nice. We just sat in bed and ate cookies.
Mm-hmm. We played rubber.
Nothing like that. He's misunderstood. He's a really super nice guy with a great sense of humor.
Now, Frosty, do you think that, and I know you say you don't have any friends, but
I have no inner circle.
The few people that you have in your life, do you think...
Does it matter what the people who don't know you think about you? No!
Yes!
They don't even know me!
It does!
That is, see, that's why I was wondering when you said, you know, it's a human feeling to want people to like you
and
to give a damn what people think about you. And you can go, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about me. This is mean. You can deal with it. I don't buy that completely. I don't buy it completely.
I'm not saying
because
that.
It is... It's a human, you want people to like you, give a damn what people,
I'm
not talking about you guys.
That's exactly what
I'm
saying.
Like Leona Helmsley, like, oh, she doesn't give a damn. I don't think that's humanly possible.
It is.
There are people like Frank who don't give a rat's
ass. He does.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
He does. No, he really doesn't.
I don't give a crap about people who don't truly know me. Same reason Frosty. If some woman calls up the show right now, it's like, Frosty, I think you're so cute. I'm in love with you. Would you like to go out? I'll never date a listener. Why? Because he thinks that she knows Frosty from the radio. She doesn't know Frosty off the radio.
Right.
He wants to meet a woman who knows Frosty off the radio.
Right.
She doesn't give a damn about what the listeners think about him because they only know Frosty on the radio.
That's not the reason.
It is too.
I've been in this business a long, long time, and I used to date listeners, and without exception, that always turns out bad. Always, 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 always turns out bad. Either they're psycho, go rent, play Misty for me,
yeah,
Clint Eastwood.
Or they're disappointed.
Or they expect you to be in person, this character you are on the radio.
Exactly.
Tell a joke, be funny. Oh, you're funny, you're on the radio, you're not funny in person. It just gets annoying. They want you to perform instead of be a human being.
Exactly. So you agree with me.
No, but it doesn't mean I don't like to have listeners. I love to have listeners. But it is a show.
You don't like talking to them, you bail out early.
Why do you think when a sitcom is done, the cast of whatever show it is, you know, up highly paid movie TV stars, why it is they don't go out in the audience and go, okay, who wants to go out with me tonight on a date? Because there's a buffer there. This is a boundary line you just don't want to cross. It never turns out good if you do. Never. You can do it if you want, Frank, and I don't think you do either. So,
I don't.
Well, then why are you jumping on me for not either?
The point is about caring what people think. You don't care about what they think.
Oh, I do, and you don't. Don't turn your
I don't, and you don't. So don't act like you do.
And it just because I won't date a listener doesn't mean I don't care what people think. That's two exact opposite things, actually.
Well, no, what Frank
I care
said,
about them. I don't want the listeners to not like me because I'm not what they expect, so
yeah.
I won't put them through that.
And you're afraid they won't like you, the you that's you and not the you on the air.
Right, I know they won't.
There you go.
I wouldn't either.
So why would you care what they think about you based on who you are on the radio?
I do care.
Why?
Wait, but isn't the real you better than the fake you, not the radio you?
No, the fake me is better than the real me. The
really?
Real me is really disappointing. and the fake me ain't that good to start with.
Yeah, fake you.
I mean, if you listen to the show 4 hours, you put up with this radio persona of me for 4 hours. You couldn't stand me 4 hours in real life. I know this. I can barely stand me for 4 hours in real life. I'm exceedingly, exceedingly boring. Off the air.
So aren't we all? I mean, am I going home going, hello, my baby? Hello? I mean,
no,
I,
but
sit,
I really
no,
am. I mean,
come
I
on,
go,
you're a little bit more
just,
on off the air than Frosty and myself.
Maybe, but I think for the most part, I mean,
you're a little more look at me, look at
no,
me.
No, I really, when I swear to God, and I always feel bad because anybody who I'm living with or in a relationship with, after I get home from work, I don't want to chit chat. So I just feel like a lump. I just sit
That's
on the
me.
Couch and go, what else is on? What's on? What else is on? And
That's
I don't
me.
Feel like talking and telling stories.
Maybe
and,
you guys are soulmates.
Well, we probably
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
probably
yeah,
married
yeah,
in 20 years.
Yeah, what do you think?
That's
talk about bottom of the barrel. I'll be like, well, yeah, we ended up settling.
I'm hearing this, you know.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was talking for you,
off.
Too.
Oh, well,
I'm figuring you're
thanks for speaking for me, bitch.
Well, I'm your wife.
Controlling.
I'm
control issues. No, Heidi's onto something. We talk for a living 4 hours.
So I'm boring.
If you
Trust
fry
me.
Hamburgers all day, do you want to go home and have people come over so you can fry hamburgers for them? Now.
Again, that's why I would never date a gynecologist. For that same reason.
Because your hamburger's not as good as the one he makes every
exactly,
day at Fatburger?
Exactly, exactly. You know, by the time he gets home or she gets home, I'm like, hey, babe.
I completely disagree. If I was a woman, I would only date gynecologists.
Nope.
What would that say about me?
Well, it must be really
I
high.
Am prime. Just call me Sugar Walls.
Oh, my God.
You know what to do, Steve.
It's Sugar Walls the rest of the day, people. I'm not answering to Frank.
It's Leona Biatch and Sugar Walls.
I think that's kind of catchy.
On 97.1. Otherwise known as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Live from Los Angeles on 97.1, the FM talk station. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
I mentioned Michael Vick earlier, and it's been reported now, I'm looking at the Fox News website, that the lead attorney for Michael Vick said the Atlanta Falcons quarterback will plead guilty to dogfighting and related charges and will, quote, accept full responsibility for his actions and the mistakes he has made.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
No, I don't feel that bad for him. Hell, he pleaded guilty.
When you cop a plea, does that mean that you plead guilty so they don't have to charge you and you get a lesser charge against you so,
like, so you
the sentence is less?
If you don't, then we take it to trial.
Okay. So he doesn't want to go to trial because he knows he'd be screwed.
So we get a less sentence now or punishment than
Probably.
Had he gone to trial, whatever
Probably.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, okay, there you go.
He's done.
Yeah,
there's his legacy.
I heard he was waiting to decide whether he was going to plead guilty or not because he wanted to see what a guilty plea would have done to him in the NFL. Like, oh, that will suspend you. That will get you.
No, he's
done. He's done, you think?
But yeah, they're conduct rules.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be banned from the NFL for life.
Good. And all for, like, not even a lot of money, whatever the pot was with the dog fighting thing.
He did it for
retarded.
Kids, so it couldn't have been for the money because he was already wealthy.
What an idiot.
Oh, that sucks.
What, and he was one of the greatest. I mean, he was a great player, right?
Yeah.
Forget the dog thing.
Why
he was
exactly.
His career was ahead of him. I mean, it wasn't behind him.
Mm.
So.
Should he be worried in prison?
No.
I mean, people love their pets. They love their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw the street scene of the screaming, shouting people as he walked into court a few days ago, I thought, man, if he would have killed babies, you wouldn't have that many people show up. But you start killing dogs, us dog lovers,
mm-hmm.
we want your head.
But
there may be dog lovers in prison.
I don't think there's a lot of criminals in prison who grew up with dogs.
That's interesting that you say that.
Had pets as kids, had something else to take care of.
Mm.
Probably not.
But they were probably
abused children.
Right.
And so they understand when someone else abuses a child, well, I'm going to kill you.
Mm. Well.
Other news, PETA. I'm sure they're partying today based on this
Absolutely.
Little Michael Vick guilty plea. There was a television show in the Middle East on a Hamas television station called Pioneers, or Tomorrow's Pioneers, and they were in the news last June when they featured a Mickey Mouse-type character.
Oh, yeah.
That preached against Israel and the U.S. until an episode portrayed an Israeli agent beating Mickey Mouse to death.
I don't remember that part.
This little character.
It was a children's show.
Yeah, it was a slogan propaganda.
The Palestinians,
yeah.
Had, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hamas.
Mm.
The guys who wear the green headbands.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you brainwash the kids, by the way. They have their cartoon characters spout propaganda to them.
And he would sing, right, about, kill the Israelis.
And then the Israeli guy beats the mouse to death.
Mm.
Well, they're in the news again, and Pete is upset with them this time, criticizing the children's program, where it shows a man swinging a cat by its tail over his head, and then throwing stones at lions at the zoo. Now, what is he trying to do here for the kids? He's trying to teach them not to abuse animals.
By abusing an animal?
Pete is saying, don't show them what not to do. Just tell them not to do it, idiots. Yeah, he's like, see, cats don't like this.
Oh, man.
Is there an anti-sexual assault channel I could do?
See, it's things
right.
like that.
Hey, let's get drunk and go driving to show you what not to do.
He's showing you, the kid, what not to do to animals. That's just mean.
Oh. Do you think Hamas gives a crap what PETA thinks?
Yeah. Okay, PETA, we're scared now.
Ooh, PETA's after us.
Yeah, you think they're going, have you heard? We're Hamas, okay? You're PETA. Who's more powerful?
Well, that's terrible.
Mm.
Also, in other animal news, a grandmother taking a leisurely swim in a Swedish river ended up in the hospital after a beaver attacked her.
Swedish beaver usually is desirable, but in this
pleasant.
Case...
Pleasant. Yummy.
It was the second time a beaver had attacked humans at this particular beach along this river. The authorities have decided to kill the dozen or so beavers living near the beach to eliminate any further risk to local bathers.
Damn.
A hunting party was easily assembled after a man walked into a local bar and yelled, "Who wants to go pound some beavers?" Well, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, all takers.
Yeah.
Doesn't saying Swedish beaver kill make it sound more luxurious?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
You put the word Swedish in front of anything and it's better. Swedish oil change. I'm going there.
Well, animals are toys our faces.
Another animal in the news. It's from Australia. An Australian woman has been killed by her pet. Now, her pet was given to her as a 60th birthday present. I'll tell you what it is in a second. The woman's name has not yet been released, and there's no word of the fate of the animal. But this poor woman was killed by this pet that ended up knocking her to the ground and then laying on top of her in what police suspect was mating behavior.
Ooh.
This was a young animal of this species. What do you suppose it was? What sort of animal would try to do it to you?
I know. I can't say.
No, Frank knows. Take a guess. It's Australia, if that helps.
I'll give you a hint, Heidi. Oh, really? It's Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's an Australian woman.
What?
In Queensland.
Okay.
Kind of animal would try to hump you?
Mm.
Ryan Frosty, is that a good clip?
That's very good.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Oh, that's the camel?
Yes!
Yay! Camel!
I was going to guess kangaroo, actually, until he did hump you.
I try to hump you.
Then I got it.
A better clue would be, what sort of camel insignia appears on all your brother's clothes? From the camel point.
Correct.
Yes, this camel, that was only 10 months old, but did weigh about 330 pounds, knocked her to the ground and tried to mate with her.
They have them as pets there?
Well, oh. I guess.
Ooh.
It's a lap camel.
Yeah. This lady has been offering camel rides to tourists for 20 years and says they're not aggressive. They always say that about an animal until it kills you.
Mm-hmm.
The species is usually not aggressive. Well, apparently it can be, and you're dead.
No, they tried to bone out with her and or have sex with her. Bone out, I guess, means something different, I guess.
Means,
let's leave.
Mm.
Have sex with her and crushed her, right?
Yep.
That's how it killed her.
Squished her to death.
I have a theory about that. When you hear, like, dogs attacking chicks and stuff or trying to hump them, or anything trying to hump you that's your pet,
right,
is that you've had sex with that pet before.
And so it thought that it could do that.
And the pet sees you as its woman.
Mm, no.
The relationship has changed, and now he's just trying to get back and try to get some.
Like, we've done this before. Why are y'all mad now?
There's always a first time, though. If you come over to my house and Rudy Dog is humping my leg, it doesn't mean I let him do it all the time. Oh, my God, he's never done this before. It might actually be true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really disturbing about this camel squishing mating story? They're going to do an autopsy of the woman to determine the precise cause of death.
Ew.
How'd you like to be her kid or grandkid? Do you really want to know what went on? Do you need an autopsy?
Wait, was it successful?
We don't know. That's what the autopsy
was. So she was just smothered. We don't know if there was any sort of action.
But why do we need to know?
Yeah. Right. You don't want to know about your mom.
Yeah, she was just crushed by a camel.
She was, laid on her and squished her to death while trying to mate with her. So why the autopsy? Do we need to know if there's penetration? Do we need that whispered around the funeral home? Well, the autopsy says that.
My hump.
I do declare.
My lovely camel hump.
Or maybe they're looking for the garter belts she was wearing that night. In fact, she shaved her legs.
She was asking for it.
Oh, they've done it before.
Well, those conclude animals in the news. Actually, no, it does not conclude animal in the news because there's missing S in that.
Animal.
The S was in the wrong place.
And more.
Isn't it always? I have some stuff, too.
We come back. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.